2013, there were 778 state executions around the world. That's according to Amnesty International's latest figures. But that does not include the executions in China, where capital punishments are a state secret, the statistics. Trailing behind China, but also in the top 10, Iran, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, North Korea, the USA, and Japan. Well, in the wake of World Day Against the Death Penalty last Friday, this week on the Law Report, Damien Carrick is looking at the prevalence of the death penalty in our region and whether attitudes are beginning to shift. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning, James.
So what nations in Southeast Asia have the death penalty?
Well, according to Reprieve Australia, which is an organisation which focuses on the abolition of the death penalty, they say in Indonesia there were 5 executions last year. That followed about 5 years of no executions. In Vietnam, they think that the statistics are a bit rubbery, but they think that there were 9 executions last year and about 50 death sentences. Malaysia, they think about 2 executions. Thailand, lots of death sentences, but no actual executions. And Singapore, there was 1 execution in 2011 and none since.
And we know that there are 2 Australians, Andrew Chan, Muran Sukumaran, both part of the Bali Nine group. They're on death row in Indonesia. Are there any others on death row?
Well, you'd think that we'd know them by name, but in fact, look, it's possible that there are. I spoke to a lady called Pip Nicholson. She's the director of the Asian Law Centre at Melbourne University, and she says that since 2001, about 35 Australian citizens in Vietnam have been prosecuted for drug offences, and so technically many of those have faced the prospect of a death penalty. And she tells me that 6 have actually been sentenced to death, but all of them were ultimately granted clemency by the president of Vietnam.
Why aren't their names more familiar?
Well, isn't that interesting, James? Because, you know, we know Andrew Chan, Myon Sukumaran, you know, Van Nguyen in Singapore. We know about the Chappelle Corbys, not that she faced a death penalty, but high-profile cases involving drug trafficking. She tells me that there are fewer Australian journalists based in Vietnam. Trials are often closed entirely to the media. There's a substantial language barrier. But having said that, the families and the lawyers are anxious to let this clemency process run its course. And they don't want that process complicated by media coverage that might kind of focus on the inappropriateness of the death penalty or turn, as they see it, the trial into a media circus. So, look, it's certainly open to the families and the lawyers of those people to approach the ABC or SBS or Fairfax or News, but they don't. Mm. They choose to rely on that clemency process and the work of DFAT in liaising with the Vietnamese government.
We remember, you say, speaking of media circus, I think the biggest one was maybe in the early 80s or mid-80s. Chambers and Kevin Barlow were executed in Malaysia.
I remember it well. I think in 86, I think, from memory, yeah.
Yes, an ongoing issue. And when it comes to the death penalty, Indonesia in an interesting position. It still executes, but it also campaigns on behalf of its citizens who are facing the death penalty in other countries.
It has a bet each way, is one way of putting it. Look, millions of poor Indonesians work as migrant workers in across the Gulf, the Persian Gulf, so places like Saudi Arabia, also Malaysia. And apparently there are almost 200 Indonesians sitting on death row overseas. And there are lots of cases, often maids, who are abused by their employers, who snap and they turn around and they kill their tormentor. Now, the Indonesian government, it actually spends a lot of money defending these people, and it also spends a lot of political capital, leader to leader, campaigning for clemency. But there's a real double standard, because what's really interesting is that a lot of the people on death row now in Indonesia and some of the people recently executed have been African nationals who tend to be low-level drug couriers. So they're not the kingpins, they're not the top of the drug triangle, but they are... They're kind of vulnerable poor people who are, you know, albeit commit very, very serious crimes, but they are the people on death row.
Okay. Interesting report coming up from you, Damien Carrick. Thank you very much.